Who'd like to start it out?
Mike, anything special you do to protect the rookie quarterback and blitz protection against the team, not just the quarterback, as well as Seattle?
Well, you know, you have a normal game plan. I think, the difference with each quarterback, everybody's got plays that they like and plays that they dislike. And so you try to get a feel by the end of the week what your quarterback feels comfortable with, and then you kind of lean in that direction.
How do his strengths fit into what you're
doing? Pardon me?
How do you think his strengths fit into what you're
doing? Good. That's why he's our starting quarterback.
Jake was a mobile quarterback, obviously. How mobile is Jake? Is that undervalued a little bit? What do you see out there?
Well, you know, he had, going to Indy, he had some good speed. I thought I saw in preseason a guy that could make some plays when the pocket broke down. I think to separate yourself from the rest of the pack, you have to make plays when the pocket does break down. And I think Jay has that ability. His hamstring's sore. He will not practice today. Our game plan is to try to get him ready by Friday. But if we were playing a game today, he could not play.
Mike, does this, having Jay in the lineup, change how you prepare, do things differently in practice, pay a little more attention? Not that you don't pay attention enough as it is.
You know, that was a nice cut. But no, we go in with a normal game plan. And like I said, with whoever your starting quarterback is, you lean in his direction on what plays that he enjoys, and you get a list of priorities. We got a lot of different directions we can go with a game plan, but you want to make sure that quarterback feels comfortable with what you're doing.
What do you tell a rookie quarterback to kind of ease his nerves going into all of this and all the hype?
Yeah, what you got to do is you just got to prepare. You know, you just got to take it one day at a time, one meeting at a time, one play at a time, and just focus on things you've been doing, you know, throughout your career. Go back to high school, you go back to college. The reason why he's been good is he's been able to handle the pressure in some very difficult situations. This is no different. And, you know, he'll work where at the end of the week he'll feel, you know, very prepared, very confident in himself, and, you know, then the process takes care of itself. You know, you just got to, you know, you make a mistake, you got to forget about it and go in and tee it up again. Well, our expectations are to win, and that's each and every week, and you're hoping that he can lead us to a victory.
You and Mike Coleman have some similarities in the way you come from the past. When you look at their offenses, it strikes you as similar to what you do?
No, we really went a different direction completely with our running game. Different in our passing game as well. I think you adjust your offense to your personnel. To your philosophy, when we first came here, we felt that the running game, at least with the West Coast offense, wasn't something that we felt would give us the best chance to win consistently. So we got away from that. In the passing game, we used bits and pieces. John was a guy that really didn't like. I mean, he enjoyed the shotgun. The West Coast offense at that time never used the shotgun. John really enjoyed seven-step drops, getting out of the pocket. You know, West Coast offense was three and five-step drops consistently. Everything was a timing. So you kind of adjust your personnel, see what they'd like to do, and kind of go from there.
So is Mike stuck a little closer to the original West Coast?
Yeah, it really has. You can look at most of it and call plays, you know, back 10, 15 years ago. But obviously the adjustment with a guy like Hasselbeck, you know, you can tell he enjoys the shotgun. They do have some more seven-step drops involved, or at least five-step from the shotgun. So, like all offense, you know, you have variations.
What impresses you the most about Sean Alexander, specifically what he did against the Packers? Hasn't played that much this season. Career high in carries, 200-plus yards.
Well, very impressive. I mean, anytime you're the MVP of the league, you know you got to be pretty good. A couple thousand yards a year before kind of says it all. You know, very talented, plays behind an excellent offensive line, very patient, can break tackles. He's just a complete player. One of the reasons why, he did what he did last year, it was a setback to have, both Sean and Matt hurt. Obviously, they both have come back very strong.
Chad Bailey playing as well as he is. How do you think his season he's having compares to Deion Sanders' 94? You were around there. Is he playing at an even higher level?
And you give me too much credit to think back to 94 how Deion played, but, you know, Deion was, you know, a difference maker going to the 49ers that last year, along with Plummer and Norton. Brought three guys in from free agency that played extremely well. Went from the middle of the pack in defense to one of the top five teams. So, you know, Deion was one of the guys that was a difference maker and one of the reasons why, you know, they won the Super Bowl that year.
Was Champ playing at that level?
Yeah, Champ is, you know, at least in my opinion, and should be considered as the, you know, defensive player of the NFL. I mean, he's having that type of year.
Anything in particular you point to in terms of improvement in defense?
Yeah, we just got to play better in that second half. And we've done some good things, you know, consistently in some of the games that we've lost, but we've just got to be a better second half team. And, you know, that kind of goes back to practice, kind of finishing plays and conditioning, doing the little things the right way, and, you know, that's something that we're emphasizing this week. Anything else?